Good evening, everybody. My name is Justice Waters from Indiana. I've been away for 4 months due to an accident. I'm back. I had hip surgery. I got a partial hip replacement, so I'm part plastic right now. Good to be back. Today's date is Sunday, June 1st, 2025. It's 8:06, and we are going to discuss a lot of things that the judicial branch is going to be dealing with in the next couple months. I need to say this right off the top. Next week, nobody except judges are going to be on the call. It's going to be that way for about a month. And the reason for that is because we're not teaching anything. We are actually going to conduct judicial business. And we're going to deal with those people who left the Republic in shambles, who did harm to individuals, who called people names, who did public harm to the Republic. We're going to deal with them. I'm going to explain tonight how we're going to deal with them. I want everybody to know, as judges, your voice is going to count. You get to vote on everything that we do starting next week. But only judges can do that. Everything that we do, there'll be a roll call. And Mark, you'll have to do that.
Yes, sir.
Roll call.
I'll do my best.
People, it'll be a lot easier than 120. I got a list of judges that Sandy sent me. So here's what we're going to do. Starting June the 8th, there will be a grand jury hearing with all judges in the grand jury on 2 to 3 individuals on a list voted for by the judges. On June 15th, there will be a trial on those same 2 individuals, then voted on by the judges as guilt or not guilty. So what we'll do next week is we'll have a grand jury type hearing. We'll be bringing witnesses on. We'll be bringing Jim Carpenter. We'll be bringing Sandy. We'll be bringing maybe the president, other people who have affidavits, who have actual evidence of what these people did. And then at the end of the hearing, you guys as judges will get to vote on true bill or no bill. And if it's a true bill, then we'll send it to the court the following week, and we will conduct an actual trial on those individuals. And we will bring forth the witnesses with the evidence, and they are not even here anymore. And to some, that may sound bad. But we have to document stuff from the judicial of what they did and the guilt that is amongst what they did. And let me tell you now, the main charge for every single person will be the same, and it will be breaking their oath of office. When they broke their oath of office, now, they had the chance to resign. They had the chance to put it in writing that I no longer want to be here, and we would have accepted that, and there's nothing that we would do against them if they did it that way. But a lot of these individuals They left mad, angry, because they didn't get their way, or maybe didn't fast enough, or we never got stood up. So Tim Turner and Dave Roberts decided that they were going to break their oath. And it's hard to believe that Tim Turner would do this, but he did. It doesn't make any difference who it is. If you break your oath, you're going to have to stand trial inside the Republic. And remember, we're not using U.S. Code. We are doing this in the original founder's way of doing it. Daniel Reed, Tim Turner, Dave Roberts, Tyra Thompson, ML Carter, Stephanie Paulus, Tina Colby. Those are some names that we have. If you have somebody in your county or in your state that did harm to the Republic or to the state, and you think they deserve to go through this process, I want you to email me. Now listen, my email has changed, so you need to write this down. It is Republic 61. Now let me say that again. It is LEPA Republic61@gmail.com. Do not send it to any other of my older emails. I can't get on some of those sites, so I had to change my email. So it's LEPA Republic61@gmail.com. You send me an email with somebody's name on it, and then we'll go through, and when we get to that individual, every judge will vote based on what the crime was, and we'll go from there. If the vast majority of the judges vote yes, then we will hold a trial and a grand jury hearing on that individual. So if you got somebody in your state or your county that you believe has committed a wrong against us, against you, against somebody else in your state, then by all means, submit their name to me, and we'll go from there. Next week, we're going to have two to three names that we're going to vote on. Everybody as a judge gets to vote on it, whether or not we send them through the grand jury proceeding. Now, for those of you that may not know what a grand jury is or how it functions, evidence is given to the members of the grand jury, and we hear the evidence from the prosecutor, and then we vote on it. If it's a true bill, that means yes, it goes to court. If it's a non-bill, it's dropped, and there's no court case. But that's up to the judges. And you got to understand that if you're a judge in Oregon, you're operating your court the same way the judge in New York is. No different. You should be able to walk into each of those and feel comfortable because they're being done the same way, executed the same way, and there's no difference. That's the difference between the Republic and what they got out there. Out there, the judges are their own God, and they can do what they want in the courtroom. And they've broken their oath of office, every one of them. And when we're stood up, we will give their names to the military for tribunals and let them deal with it. I'm telling you, when that day comes, there'll be a lot of hangings going on or rifles being fired, firing squad. Because from the president down, everybody has broken their oath of office. President Trump is a better president than we've had in so many years, but he's in that system. And I don't know how we're going to deal with that. I don't know how the military will. They may not do anything with him since he is a commander-in-chief and we're straightening the country out. Have you noticed in the news how the country is being straightened out by Trump? A lot of good things are happening. A lot of things are happening. And I know that today there was a terror strike in, what was it, Boulder, Colorado, just north of Denver. We can expect more things like that because people are losing control of what they're doing. Their minds are going. They're going haywire. It's a sad thing to think about, but when you do sin so long, you become a reprobate mind. And half the country right now has a reprobate mind, and we got terrorists inside the country who all they want to do is kill people. And if they die, they think they get 70-some virgins. And my question is, how do they know that all those virgins are female and they're heaven, which doesn't exist? Now, next week, we're going to go over some scripture. We're going to go over Proverbs 6, the six things that God hates, and yea, the seventh is an abomination. That is where you try to sow discord amongst a brother. Every one of these people that left the Republic in one way or another, they sowed discord amongst a brother. So they're guilty of that particular law. In Ecclesiastes 1:9, we know that whatever has happened before will happen again, that there's nothing new under the sun. So whatever law is in the Old Testament, it is still good today. And we'll be going over some of those laws during the grand jury proceeding. And some of those laws you may think are petty, but God's law is God's law. And every one of us have to adhere to it, and we have to obey it. We cannot get away from it. We are His people, and we need to act like His people, not act on our own. So keep that in mind. Next couple of months, you're going to find out exactly how the judicial operates and how harsh God's law is. And if we, as people, take an oath of office, we're taking it not only to your brother and sister in your state or county, but when you're taking it to God as well. That's why that phrase is at the end, so help me God. When you break your oath, you break your covenant with God. I want you to understand that. It's not just something that you do periodically and get away with. When you break your oath of office, you've not only broken it to your brothers and sisters, but you've broken it to God. And if you think that God won't hunt you down, I got news for you. He will. Because the last thing God wants is for an individual to break their oath and then do harm to his people. There's a lot of people in the Republic today that had their names smeared by these people, who had their name drugged through the mud, called all kind of names, all because they wanted to follow somebody that Tim Turner thought was okay, Dave Roberts. When we had to record, and this is on recording, and it will be brought out, Dave Roberts, when we vetted him, and I was on the vetting committee that did him, we asked him if he would be willing to write a letter to the Masons on his resignation, and he said yes, he would. And then we found out on tape that after going back and forth for about 20 minutes, Dave Roberts flat out said, "Hell no, I'm not going to resign from the Masons. They are my brotherhood." Okay. Well, then you just broke your oath, because your oath is everything against secret societies and everything for the Republic. And so he was never really at a position. We were waiting to see what he would do, and we found out. But he got a lot of people across the country to follow his way, which is nation state. He called it Republic 2.0. And Tim Turner, that's where Dave Roberts was living, was with Tim Turner. And he got Tim Turner to go against the very thing that he built for all these years. I find it hard to believe, but there it is. I was best friends with Tim Turner. But I have to do what God says to do, and so do you. And that is, when the time comes, we have to bring him before the people, and we have to execute judgment. Now, there is steps that we are supposed to follow. I'm going to lay them out for you. Number one, if you find your brother or sister doing something that they're not supposed to do, that goes against the word, you are to take your word with you and go to them and try to show them where they are in error. If they don't want to listen to that, then you go and get somebody else, and the two of you go, and with the word you show them. And if that doesn't work, you go back to the leadership. So you can go back to your state and your leadership and scream and cry the fact that what they're doing is wrong and they're not willing to change. And then leadership brings it up before everybody. And if that doesn't work, then 1 Corinthians 5:5 comes into play. Give to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit can be saved during the day of the Lord. That would be the last day of earth. Now listen, Paul says a number of times in four different books of the New Testament that if somebody is teaching a doctrine that is against what you have been taught, you don't go to them, you don't eat with them, you don't visit in their home, you stay away from them. And that's what we have to do to these people. And once they go on record and we have them that they've committed a crime and it's on tape, that tape will be there when we are stood up. And then it will be our decision in the judicial to carry through with the judgment or give it to the tribunals, give it to the military. That's our job, our position. But first we have to do what we got to do. And it may be hard because these people may be some people's friends. But you got to do what you got to do. God's law precedes everything. Constitutional law comes second. Anything written in the Constitution is the law of the land. And the law of the land talks about oaths and the oath of office and the taking of the oath. Other laws talk about what happens when you break your oath. And that's what we're going to be dealing with. So, Mark, I guess I can open up the floor and see if there's any questions on this topic.
All right, sir. Sorry if we open prayer first. Forgot to do that so far. Justice Waters, is it all right if we open with prayer first?
Sure.
Okay, great. I got one here for you. Father God, you alone created the universe, solar systems, the different dimensions, and more than we can comprehend for a purpose. Not a random occurrence, but a well thought out plan. Thank you for caring for us and about us that we may thrive on this earth that was carefully constructed to be inhabited with a balanced and diverse ecosystem for us. Thank you for giving us the natural tones and frequencies that heal and stimulate our bodies and the surroundings that are our natural home. Like us, be wise in your word and ways as we gather together and marvel at the situations we face at this present time, faithfully relying on your grace and mercy when we fall short in fulfilling the tasks you have given us. Help us provide wisdom and knowledge to those who are listening for words of encouragement in these times of confusion and deceit. Give us the provisions that we need to be a beacon light that casts light upon this dark and depraved world seemingly on the brink of chaos. Help us to be a witness to your intense light of truth and convincing beam of energy that touches the hearts of your children and brushes the sleep from the eyes of those who are chosen by you to hear these words. We give thanks for all that is going on behind the scenes to cleanse this land and to our military and officers who are in the front lines of this operation that shall make way for your republic to be accepted by a grateful God, loving nation. So, Father, we ask for a dome of protection around us, around our family and our friends, and those serving in this spiritual battle that the enemy cannot pass through, and for the blood of Jesus Christ to wash us clean of our sins and cover us with the love for God, country, and one another, and cleanse us from the mitochondria outward, Father. God save the children, God save the republic, God save America, Canada, and the sons of the 12 tribes of Israel. In Yeshua's name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for Justice Waters, you can unmute yourself on your phone by either pressing *6 or the unmute button if you have an Android, and the floor is open. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, you can unmute yourself. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, point of order. This is Warren from Connecticut. My question was, there's a statement Justice Waters made, and it was something about, if there's some point of something that's not followed through, like, I wasn't sure what document they were referring to, whether it was like Constitution or the Bible. He was talking about, I think, God's law. But at any rate, it was something in this. He was discussing, like, if you don't do what's in the with the information, whatever, that, you know, you're out basically, right? And so one thing that it occurred to me is one of the troubles that we're seeing in society right now, actually we've been seeing it in the whole planet for, you know, probably 1,000 years, is the fact that there's a gap between truth and what is said. And so many things that are authorized, or, you know, they're written, they may be legal documents and so forth, you know, possibly even other documents that have fundamentally falsehoods in them, but we've been told that they're true. We could debate about this for some time, but I think most people would agree that the cabal certainly inverts truth, and the satanic agenda is very much about inversion. And so light becomes dark, black becomes white, and so forth. So there's definitely that that's been taught to people. I'm 64 years old, and I look at my whole life, like most of everything I've been told was a lie. So I'm curious, how do we, when we're trying to follow through with, you know, either the covenant or the agreement or the oath, and I don't recall exactly what the statement was that Justice Waters made, but if anyone remembers the specific language to that, I think it behooves us to be cautious, because we need to make sure that what we're dealing with is actually true, because so many things that we've been told that are true or fact are not. So how do we get over that hurdle? Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. You know, the Bible says truth is truth and a lie is a lie. And you can tell the difference by who is telling it to you. And that's what we need to do in this procedure. It's up to us as judges to look at the affidavits that people had written, to look at the evidence on tape of what these people have said or done. And then we judges, God has appointed us to do this. We judges have to make the decision on whether or not that person is guilty or not guilty. Let me go all the way back to Moses. If you remember the story, they'd come out of the wilderness, they'd crossed the Red Sea. The people were angry because they were promised one thing and they hadn't seen it yet. They had manna from heaven fall to eat. Moses struck a rock, thus so much water came out, they didn't know what to do with. They seen the miracles, and yet they complained. And they were complaining so much to Moses that the father-in-law of Moses came to him and said, what you need to do is you need to set up judges in each of the tribes and let the judges take care of those problems. So Moses did that. And then the judges appointed other people under them to do what they're supposed to do with the courts in that day. And thus, God established his republic back in the days of Moses. And Moses was the ultimate judge. It's like the Supreme Court if somebody went that far with it. Our job is to weigh the evidence and see if that individual actually committed a crime. We may find that they didn't, and that's okay, because then we can vote guilt or no guilt. Every judge is going to have a vote. So no judge can say, well, I didn't know, or I didn't get my voice heard. Yes, you will. You will during the vote. And you are so right. when it comes to documents, we have to understand that the world itself will tell us something that is true, which is a lie to begin with. And when you are bombarded by their lies, you wind up accepting what they're saying as truth. I grew up in an era where math told me that 2 + 2 = 4. And then in 5th grade, the new modern math came out. And answer, you got to show how you got that answer. And it was a lot more writing to learn. Now, that's what we need to do. We need to prove, not just once, but maybe twice or three times, that an individual did say something or do something to harm the Republic. When it comes to people like Tim Turner, Dave Roberts, those are the people that have committed the high crimes. People in your state that may come up, like Kyra from Wisconsin, she may not have committed high crimes. We'll go into what she did to get on the list. She left the Republic high and tight and called people names like the president. And so we will be weighing the evidence. It will be up to us to make sure that what we do is right and correct. That's where you come in as a particular judge. If you feel something is not right, you have the authority to step up and say, wait a minute, let's look at this for a minute. That is your right to do. We're all in this together, and all of us together need to make it right one way or the other. So thank you for what you asked and said. Next, Mark.
I'd like to ask Justice Waters a question. Please press *6 on your phone or unmute yourself by pressing the unmute button if you want to ask a question or make a comment. Floor is open.
Roger, can I make a comment?
Sure, go ahead.
I think for all these new judges that are fairly fresh, I think they should go on the national website and look at the Judicial Code of Conduct. That may help them down the road as we do this to give them some clarity. With that, I yield.
Thank you. Code of Conduct, we came up with that in 2015. That's a long time ago. That's 10 years ago. And that's our code to the people and to ourselves. And it would be a good idea for everybody to do that. Just go to the national website. Is that under judicial, Mike?
Yes, it is, Roger. Yep.
Go to the judicial tab, and you can
find
it there. Okay. Thank you, sir. For those of you that may not know, Mike is one of the core people that's been with us in the very beginning. Matter of fact, back in 2014, my computer, which was a desktop, went down, and I didn't have any computer. And I called out to Mike if he knew anybody, and he sent me an old laptop that he had. Mike, this is my primary computer right now, the one you gave me. It still works.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out, Roger.
Thank you. I know. I'll say it again. Thank you for that. That was a godsend at the time. While I was in Colonial Oaks, my other computer got hacked. It was with one of those things if you wanted to open up your computer, you got to call us. And I know how that is. For $500, we'll clear your computer. In other words, they do nothing except put their own junk in it and then charge you $500 to mess you up. I wasn't going to do that. So it was shot. And this was always my backup. So now my backup has become my primary. Huh. So, yeah, I'm glad to inform you, Mike, it still works. It works like a charm. If you remember when Beth and I came up there in 14, I brought this laptop up and Don Adams fixed it up for me. So his work is still going on here. Okay, next.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. This is Nancy, the governor from Georgia.
Okay.
And I was hoping at the very beginning of this call, you went through a list of people. I was hoping you could repeat that list just a little bit slower, if you don't mind.
Yeah, hang on. I got to get back on it. Okay. Here we go. Now, this is my personal list. You may have a different list. But Daniel Reed, who was down in Louisiana, Tim Turner, Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts was living with Tim Turner and converted him to nation state status. Tyra Thompson, which came from Missouri. M.L. Carter, I'm not sure which state he was in. Stephanie Paulus was the governor of Missouri. And Tina Colby was from Missouri. So basically the whole state of Missouri went rogue. But that's who I got. Was that too quick for you?
That was actually perfect. And I have a few names to add from Georgia.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you, sir. And it's great to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yes, sir.
You got my name, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
Thank you. I yield.
Anybody else?
Yes, this is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor, please. First I'd like to say it's really great to have you back, and I'm so happy that you've recovered. Yeah, the thing I'm going to bring up is that one woman in Minnesota, she's belongs to some splinter group, and she's been calling a whole bunch of people in Wisconsin trying to get the people to join. And she is not on anyone's list, but I will be contacting Governor Henning and let him know that maybe you have him contact you and get her on there as well.
Okay.
And her name is Jean Halverson, is her name. And Justice Brum would be familiar with her as well. So we dealt with her back 2012 or 11 or 12, right there. So, with that, I yield.
Thank you, sir. Now, we got judges on here that are from the core group, like Mike Brum. Dan Krager was another one. He has since moved from a judge to a different position. And, but he was with the judges while all this was going on. So he has valuable information, and we'll be bringing him on. So anybody else got anything they want to ask?
I have a question, please.
Sure.
I'm wanting to find that code of conduct, and I'm trying to find it on the website, so I need clarity of the location.
Mike, you want to help out there?
I missed what he said, Roger.
He's having a problem finding the code of conduct.
Did he go to the judicial section? It should be right there in the list.
I do not see. Maybe I'm on the Republic website, Republic, the United States of America.org. Am I in the correct place?
Yep, you should be.
Yeah, I'm looking across the tabs. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be looking. I checked all the tabs under Interim Records, Republic News Network, Frequently Asked Questions, Get Involved About the Republic. And I'm not seeing it.
Are you in the judicial section? That doesn't sound like you're in the judicial section.
Okay. Where is the judicial section that I'm that's what I'm asking is like.
It should be one of the tabs. I can't pull it up because I'm on my phone. Otherwise I'd pull it up and look exactly where it is.
Okay. Well, then I'm in the wrong. There is no judicial tab across it. And I thought I just went to the Republic for the United States of America.org website. I thought that's what you were referring to.
I could post that in the, I don't know where you want to post that, but I could post the judicial call of conduct. So I don't see it in a judicial tab either. I see judicial calls, but that's all I see on the Republic for United States of America.org website. So I could post it in Wire. That would work out.
That would be great. Thank you. I yield.
All right. I will post it in National Emergency. How's that? So I don't have a judicial tab in Wire.
Either. Okay. It goes to Instagram.
Good evening, everybody. This is John Herman, Justice in Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to have you back, and it's nice for me to be back. I've been kind of MIA for a bit, and I just wanted to let folks know that I am back and plan to be a regular. So that's it. Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lone Star State. Anybody else?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is Interim Governor Taney of Michigan. And I say this under a completely neutral fashion. I'm just bringing it up for data. We had a prayer call a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of contentious. The speaker was actually had personal affiliations with Tim Turner, and he was kind of preaching reconciliation and forgiveness. And then some folks that were hurt by that, you know, hurt by the splinter group, had a lot to say. And I didn't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
All right, that was my point, and I didn't know how far that went or if there was an official disassociation or not. It just seems like a real tender issue.
Right. The last that I heard was the president was willing to give him a few things over. It's hard to be a chaplain in the Republic when you're going out doing things against the Republic. And that's what basically was going on, especially with Tim Turner. And he was promoting Tim Turner's philosophy right now. I will tell you, Tim Turner read a book that talks about there are seven universes We're in only one. So there are like seven gods. It's a wacko book. He reads it every day. It's his Bible now. He lost it. Whatever Dave Roberts was telling him is wrong and harmful, and he went that way. And then this guy that you're talking about went there to help put up a barn. He was there for 3 days, I believe it was. And they,
yeah, that's it.
Bert Turner and Robert talked to him, and he came back, and from what I understood, we're all people, and we all need to get along with each other, and we need to forgive. Well, now listen. Forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. It cleans your heart. It cleans your restitution. Different ball game. You committed a wrong, you're going to pay. That's what the Bible says. If you steal an ox today from somebody, tomorrow if you ask for forgiveness, how do you repay that? By giving him five oxes. The one you stole plus four more. There's a consequence for doing something wrong, to harming your brother. Now, under the Bible uses the word brother a lot. Brother also means sister. That would mean that when we are all together before and we're all in one republic, we're all brothers and sisters. And then when Tim Turner and Dave Roberts did what they did, they committed ferocious sin against the brethren. That's the one thing that God hates. It's an abomination from Proverbs 6. And that's what they committed. They had to ask God for that, yes. But God put us here to make sure they pay us for the wrong they did. That's why we are going to do this. We're going to document it. We're going to have it on tape. We're going to have it on documentation of the crimes that they committed. And when this guy, who is serving as assistant chaplain, goes there to help somebody put up a barn, that was his first mistake. We are not to do anything with Tim Turner, period. Not to go there, not to visit, not to eat, not to do nothing. That's what Paul said. We're going to point those scriptures out next week. So that's the first mistake he made. And while he was there, he sat there and listened to Tim Turner and Dave Roberts for hours upon hours. I guess it rained some of the time he was there. And when he came back, he stopped a couple of people's homes. He went to Sandy's house and a couple other people, and Sandy was so infuriated with the garbage that was coming out of his mouth. I guess they left on good terms, but you know what? I don't want to tangle with Sandy. I just don't. I'm an ex-Marine, former Marine, and I would hate to have Sandy come chase me down. I'll just put it that way.
I appreciate that.
And no, I don't want her coming after me. I want her as my best friend, if you know what I mean. And so this guy, he stopped at her house and tried to get her convinced that the Republic needs to go with Tim Turner. Friends, I'm telling you now, that alone is called treason. Look it up. Because helping the Republic, he's helping people by going to other people's homes in the Republic and trying to get them to sway that. That's called treason. It's also called sedition. There are multiple crimes here, conspiracy, all kind of stuff. We'll get into that next week. But, yeah, that's... And from what I understand, Geiger, the president, was going to give him a few days to decide what he wanted to do. I don't know. Did he have a prayer call Monday night? Anybody know?
Point of order.
Yeah, he had a prayer call last Monday.
Okay. So after all that, I don't know what it is. I haven't heard. I haven't talked to the president about it. But the president was hurt. He was hurt deeply that he would do that. And it takes a lot to get Geiger angry at you. A lot. I've seen it over the years. But boy, when he does, look out. He likes to protect his sheep, if you know what I mean. And that was in direct violation of a number of things in the Republic and under God's law that he committed just by doing that one act. And I don't know right now. I would advise people, when he starts talking about that kind of stuff, get off the call, hang up, don't listen to it. That's just my opinion. But protect yourselves, because he can easily play you. He's manipulative. He will manipulate you into thinking his way. We are all God's creatures, and we all need to get along with each other. And a lot of people have done things, and we need to forgive them.
That's enough.
Anybody else?
Point of order?
Yes.
Okay. Two of them.
Okay, I'll go first here real quick. Okay, this is Representative David Schmidt again. Are you referring to Chaplain Zuluaga?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I got something that needs to come to your attention.
Okay.
Back in late May, early June 2011, there were some nation staters that led an attack against Wisconsin Free State. And I did a three-day investigation of documents and stuff like that. And I tied, I remember how I did it, but I tied Robert Zuluaga into it. Back then, yeah. I don't remember the exact documentation, but I was able to connect him into that attempted attack. And I just thought I'd let everybody know that. So anybody in Wisconsin Free State that was involved back in 2011 would know about that. And with that, I yield the floor.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Mike Brown told me about that some time ago, how he's got documentation about that as well. So that's well documented, and that's good, because that's what we need is documentation. So thank you for that.
Yep, you're welcome, and I yield.
Point of order?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Robin Schaefer, Governor of Alabama, and I'm the only person in Alabama right now as a leader, and since I was a state justice and have continued being on the justice call, am I able or am I qualified to be a justice for Alabama for these procedures? Or do I still stay as governor?
No. You can still be the justice because you were a justice when all that went down. So, yeah, you're fine.
Okay, because there are people also in Alabama, other people that I think should be on that list. I will send them to you. Thank you so much. I yield.
Okay, thank you. Well, anybody else? Okay. Mark, I got 901. Is that what you got?
Yep, that's what I have.
Well, let's close her down.
Okay. Sounds good. Should we close with a prayer?
Sure.
All right. Father, your plan for America was very clear, to be a nation evangelist to the world. You gave us the liberty and prosperity to make this possible. Like Israel, we failed you, even rebelled from you many times, but thankfully, your mercy is greater than our sin. You redeem and restore, just as you did many times with Israel. You are restoring America back to you and to this purpose. We will experience a revival that not only saves us, but also restores passion for our destiny. Evangelists will go forth from America's shores by the thousands, and evangelism will go forth through the airwaves. Your kingdom will come, your will be done. Let your hammer fall where needed, your fire burn what needs to be burned, and the rain of the Holy Spirit fall on our land. Even now we hear the sound of abundant rain. May your dreams for earth's greatest harvest come true, and may we be a part of this, Father. Well, Father, we ask that you watch over us, you guide us, direct us, and lead us to do your will to the glory of your holy name. We ask that you bring your glory and your presence in our lives. You send healing energy, frequency, light, and power to us and through us and to our family as well, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you make us wise in your ways and that we do your will, your word, and your plan according to your word. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Yeshua. So thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Waters, just one more thing. Make sure I have your correct email address. LEA Republic 61 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll see everybody again next week, and it's the judges, okay? And those work. So we'll see you then.
Not everybody got
welcome.